Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hurricane Milton has regained power and is once again a Category 5 storm, with maximum sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. It's a little more than 24 hours away from hitting Florida's Gulf Coast. People in Pembroke Pines are preparing to hunker down and ride it out.
Be smart, get your shutters up, get your sandbags out around your property. And if you can help some others while you're doing it, do that as well.
Forecasters say this could be the worst storm to hit western Florida in more than a century. Governor Ron DeSantis says he's been in touch with President Biden regularly as the hurricane approaches.
Spoken to the president and the FEMA administrator. We've had our request approved for pre-landfall. We will get a landfall major disaster declaration approved once the storm hits.
Now to the latest on how the federal government is preparing for the arrival and aftermath of Milton.
White House advisor Tom Perez says the Federal Emergency Management Agency is on the ground.
FEMA and the other federal agencies are pre-positioning all sorts of life-saving resources, such as there are 20 million meals and 40 million liters of water.
And Perez says for accurate information, do not turn to social media and political statements.
Go to FEMA. You will see accurate information. It's unconscionable. This is not a moment for political gamesmanship. This is life and death.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Vice President Harris is criticizing former President Donald Trump after reports emerged that he allegedly helped Vladimir Putin at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Vice President Harris on the Howard Stern Show on Sirius XM Radio.
That he secretly sent COVID test kits for the personal use of Putin.
It's after excerpts came out of Bob Woodward's upcoming book in which he alleges Trump sent Putin COVID tests, with Putin allegedly saying, "Don't tell anyone." The book also says Trump has spoken to Putin as many as 7 times privately since leaving office. Harris aligning them on Stern.
Donald Trump has this desire to be a dictator.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
He'll be out of office in a few months, but President Biden today released a 10-year plan to replace every lead pipe in America and ensure safe drinking water for everyone.
I'm announcing an additional $2 billion. And grants to states and local communities to get the job done. It matters.
The announcement of a final EPA rule took place in the swing state of Wisconsin. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow up about 0.3%, S&P 500 up about 1%, NASDAQ up almost 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday with a plan to remove all lead water pipes in the United States. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
President Biden was back in the Bruce City, once again talking up his efforts to remove lead water pipes. Biden unveiled a plan to force big cities to replace their lead water pipes within 10 years.
What's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy, and it's good for jobs.
The deadline includes $2.5 billion in new spending from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The top four vote-getters in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest move on to the final round. The field started out with 130 nominations. You can vote for the finalists for another week. The winner will be announced a week from Thursday in Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A frost advisory tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, sunshine and pleasant, highs to the upper 60s. And in the low 70s as we look on into Thursday with a mostly sunny sky. Upper 70s Friday. It's 60 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tryngby Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a hump day edition.
Hump day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers open the season this weekend at the Kohl Center against the Lindenwood Lions. Face off Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6 o'clock. Pre-game a half hour earlier both nights on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Mike Hastings, in his second season as the Badgers head coach, now joins us here, as he will 16 times throughout the college hockey season. And, Mike, great to see you. Let's get going, right? Don't you feel that way?
You know what? It's been good to have you around again, and I hope you had a great summer with you and your family. But it's hockey time, you know, so I'm excited about it, and I think our guys are too.
Yeah, I hope you had a great summer too. You know, last year it was kind of a whirlwind after you got hired. Is there more of a comfort level now, not only with the program, the administration, the fan base, but just living in the city of Madison? You don't have to buy a house like you did last time, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I will say comfort, just say familiarity, and know going where, how to get there. And actually just being able to call a place a home. We're living, you know, in the area now, and have got a place and we're settled. You know, it's I continue to be amazed at the passion for Badger athletics, let alone Badger hockey. The women's team's absolutely crushing it early in the season. And you see the growth process going on with the volleyball team and how Kelly manages just to do what he does, and the expectation level that's there, and the football program, and seeing them, you know, put up the number they put up last week on the gridiron as far as offensively and doing it defensively. And, you know, the expectation around here is just at such a high level. It's one that you enjoy being around because, you know, we want to accomplish special things also. But we're not the only ones here doing that, and blessed to be here and look forward to year two.
Yeah. You and your staff and your players a year ago certainly raised the level of expectations after the season that you had. You win 26 games, a 13-game improvement from the year before, the most wins by a Badger hockey team since the 2010 Frozen Four year. You battled Michigan State to the final weekend for the Big Ten regular season championship. You get back to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers do for just the second time in 9 years, and people are wondering, all right, what's next? I mean, that was fun, don't get me wrong, but what's coming next, right? And you have to look that way as a coach, too. You can't go thinking back, oh, yeah, well, look at what we did last year.
No, we're looking for sustainability as the administration, the fan base. You want to be in the conversation year in and year out for competing for championships, Big Ten championships and NCAA championships. And those were the expectations coming in. Now, yep. Great year last year as far as how we started and started to leak a little bit of oil towards the end. It was a great experience. We all learned quite a bit. In today's world, you know, you're looking at it a little differently than maybe previously, just because year in and year out, I think you're going to see some more roster maneuvering. You're going to see different guys. If they're happy, they're staying. If they're not, they're leaving. Different things that go into that, and we have to manage that. But at the end of the day, we want to do our business in a manner that can provide some sustainability for our program. And the expectations are what we just went through, and the guys that were here a year ago, I think, have grown to this point at this time. You and I have discussed many of them. And then we've got some other guys that are coming in. You know, the mirror of both seasons is we had 8 freshmen a year ago. We've got 8 freshmen this year. We had 4 transfers a year ago. We've got 4 transfers this year. We want to rely upon the guys that have been here before and allow some leadership to sink in with the other guys so that they can understand what we want to do and how we want to do it.
Yeah, a new leadership core. You know, they were leaders last year, just didn't have letters on their sweaters. You know, Mike Borlicki was the team captain last year, but Owen Lindmark, back for his 6th season, is the Badgers' team captain this year. And defenseman Daniel Lotch and Anthony Kerr are the alternate captains. And I can't think of 3 better young men who represent this program than those 3 I just mentioned.
You know what? A special group. They bring different things to the table. They also bring some similarities. What you just hit on the head of the nail is the quality of the human being. Those families have done a great job at providing a foundation for those guys to come and really when you see the name on the back of the jersey, you're very proud of what that stands for. And then the passion for what it is to be a Badger, all three of them. You know, Lachey had an opportunity. Pittsburgh would have signed him. You know, they said, hey, you want to start your pro career? Let's get this done.
Yeah.
He said, I want to come back and I want to continue to improve before I start my pro career. The other two are just, they're guys that are glue guys and they care about others. And now I think the charge for them right now from our staff, you know, the group that we lost, Mike Verlicky and David Sillier and Matty D. St. Fal, great mix of hard, soft, supportive, demanding. It was a great group. And that's why I think we had one of the seasons that we had last year. One of the reasons we had the season we had last year was because of that. These guys are going to have to do it in a different way. They're different people. The one thing I am confident in is there's a depth of guys after those three that are going to be in support. The Benny Dexheimers, the Joe Pilata Chucks, you know, Christian Fitzgerald, Simon Tassi. We've got a lot of guys that I think exude leadership skills and some talents that way. We'll lean on all of them as we go through this process.
Mike Hastings with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. You mentioned Ben Dexheimer, who took a remarkable jump from his freshman year to his sophomore year, scored 28 points a year ago, preseason first team All Big Ten for that young man. And he's, I don't know if scratching the surface is the right term, but you can just see that he's even better now than he was last year, and he haven't played a game yet.
Yeah, he had a good summer. Yeah. You know, he put a lot of work into that. Tommy Inkrot's done a great job with him, but without the effort and the attitude, Tommy can't sprinkle magic dust on a player and have him do the work. And Benny's a phenomenal guy. You've been around us enough prior to me being here and then being now. His maturation physically, his want to, he goes to an NHL camp this year, shows well. We get feedback from that NHL team. Pass that on to Benny, and he really, and you saw him in the exhibition game, he's just, and daily, he's exerting those abilities on a more consistent basis right now than I have seen him ever before. And when he's in motion and he's skating, he's very dangerous. And so I'm excited about what his season can be.
Yeah, the Badgers played an exhibition game last Saturday in Omaha against the Omaha Mavericks. It's nice to see two collegiate teams go at it. The Badgers rallied from a 2-0 deficit in the third period and won in overtime on Quinn Finley's goal, a beautiful goal. He was out of gas, completely out of gas, and the puck popped free, and he's like, oh, I can go get that. And he certainly did, cut in from the right and got the goalie down, snuck it between the pads. Quinn Finley, you know, he put up 10 goals a year ago. He could double that. I mean, you can see the improvement he's made from last year already to this season.
And again, the first person that should get credit for that is Quinn Finley. You can have great plans or programs as far as lifting, training, eating, living the right way. He's the one that did all the work and followed it and put the effort in, and he's put on 15 pounds. He can still jump out of his skates. He is a world-class skater. And with that added weight, I think you've seen some confidence. He's playing on the inside a bit more and utilizing that foot speed to go by people more often and shoots it extremely well. You'll see him get a lot of opportunities for us because he's earned it. And again, another guy that I'm really excited about, see where he can do in his sophomore season. Yeah.
What'd you think of the exhibition in Omaha Saturday?
The exhibition is, you know, I liked it, and you and I have discussed. I liked it, and actually, Gabonet, their head coach, came in right after. He says, hey, Hasty, thanks for coming. It was so good for us. And I looked at him and echoed the same conversation piece of, boy, us being able to play another NCAA team in an exhibition and play it for 60-plus minutes and, you know, go out and play on the road for the first time, be behind for the first time, come back for the first time.
There's 5,500 fans there. Yeah, I mean, it was a great
It was a dry run.
Yeah,
right?
It was great.
And that prepares us for this weekend, and we need to take advantage of that. And so, you know, I thought with everything that was involved, you know, Mike Kemp, and I'm sure we'll talk about that, but Mike Kemp being recognized and his name going on the rink and his history here for 14 years and the type of human being that he is. And then I was in Omaha in the USHL when Mike came in and was the first coach of UNO and what he did. And then when I went back there as an assistant under Dean, and Mike was the associate head athletic director, and he's just been a guy that's been a builder his whole life. And so to see him recognized and have that game go the way it did and us to benefit from it and be a part of it, because historically we were a little bit a part of Mike Kemp's career, I thought it was a great weekend.
Yeah, you touched on it. I was going to bring up Mike Kemp, a longtime assistant here, hired by Bob Johnson, worked for Jeff Sauer, won a national championship in 1990, and he hadn't worn that championship ring in 25 years. Until Saturday night in Omaha. He tried to force it on his finger, you know, but he had it on. That was great. It was great to see Mike.
It really was. Yeah, big time. And you and I discussed regarding him and the respect that we both have for him. He was kind enough to come out and was able to see him at our pregame skate on Saturday with his two grandsons. And he was beaming with pride, and he should, because of all the lives that he has touched in such a positive manner.
All right, Mike Hastings is with us. The Badgers open the season this weekend at the Kohl Center against Lindenwood. More coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Badger men's hockey team opens the season at home this weekend against Lindenwood. The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is home to open WCHA play this weekend against third-ranked Minnesota Duluth Saturday and Sunday. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson a little bit later in the show. Mike Hastings, the NCAA Division I Council is preparing to meet Tuesday and Wednesday this week to discuss possible emergency legislation that would grant major junior players the ability to play NCAA hockey in the future. This would head off legal challenges to NCAA rules that prohibit NCAA eligibility for players who have appeared in major junior games. There was a time earlier this spring where two-thirds of college coaches didn't want this to happen. It's going to happen now. Why is it going to happen, and how does that impact your program and Big Ten hockey, I guess, if we just keep it here to a small space?
Well, when you talk about legislation, you know, one is a governing body, which is the NCAA. Another is the governing body that we all go through on legality and what is law and what isn't and what can be done, what can't be done. And, you know, as a body, we spoke and we weren't, as you said, and the majority wasn't in favor of it. We did have people within the college hockey game that were in favor of major juniors becoming eligible to play college. I think it's coming, you know, and again, it's not because of my opinions, because of, you know, opportunities. Can you stop somebody from having an opportunity? And especially with the NIL world that we are in right now and the opportunity for student athletes to garner pay or money for their name, image, and likeness. You know, this was just a matter of time, in my opinion. Now, it hasn't happened yet. I do believe it is going to happen, and then we'll see. Does it affect, is there an opportunity for these players to become eligible and play second semester? Is it a year from now? What's the, you know, the most elite level of hockey in our world is the National Hockey League. There's some collective bargaining agreement pieces for guys that are drafted that are playing college hockey. They're different for guys that are drafted in the CHL and their ability. Some have been able to go and play up to 9 games in the National Hockey League and be returned to their junior team. That doesn't sit that way for college hockey. Once you sign an NHL contract, you no longer have that opportunity. So there's a lot of things that have to really be vetted before this gets, I think, to a point where everybody understands it. Right now, everybody's just wondering, when is it going to happen? And then, is it going to affect this year's opportunities for athletes? Does that affect guys that are on rosters right now? Because you and I both know, and we had it with Jungwirth last year.
Yeah, Tyson, you know, Jugnauth,
yeah,
exactly.
Tyson
decided to leave it the semester and went to major junior.
And went to major junior. So that's always been an option for college players. It hasn't been an option for major junior players that are playing in the CHL. So there's some things that I think there's a lot of T's and I's that have to be dotted and crossed before this happens. But I do think it is definitely on the railroad tracks, and I think it's coming our way.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that once it does become official. The Badgers, as Mike mentioned earlier in the show, 12 newcomers this season, 8 freshmen, 4 transfers. Rylan Mosley and Kyle Kukkonen come over from Michigan Tech. Cody Laskowski and goaltender Tommy Scarfoni from RIT. Scarfoni wears number 30, Laskowski 26, Kukkonen 9, Mosley 12. You'll see them at the Kohl Center this weekend or perhaps next weekend when the Badgers open Big Ten play against Ohio State. I wanted to speak specifically about Tommy Scarfoni. You had an All-American goaltender a year ago, the best goaltender in college hockey, and Kyle McClellan, who had a year of eligibility left, decided to turn pro, and we wish him all the best in the Minnesota Wild organization. But watching Scarfoni in practice, and then in Omaha last Saturday, I don't like to compare players, but boy, there were some similarities between the way Kyle played for you a year ago and the way Scarfoni has shown himself so far.
I'll agree with that. I thought there was a calmness about his game. He's a guy that I think relies upon technique and confidence in the work that he's put in. When he's between the posts, he was aggressive when he needed to be aggressive. I thought his rebound control was outstanding. There weren't a lot of second and third opportunities. We need that to continue.
Yeah.
But I just, his overall demeanor from coming in and fitting in with the guys by working the way that he works, how he manages his other 21 hours in the day, being a good teammate, doing the things the right way. He wants to do everything he can to help us win hockey games this year.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. So was William Grama, who stopped 15 of 17 shots in the second period of that game against Omaha. And Anton Castro, freshman goaltender, came in, and he didn't give up a goal on 13 shots. He's playing in overtime. He's facing a penalty kill right away. I mean, that was good to see from that young man.
It was. I thought both those days. I thought we left Grama a little bit on the island.
Yeah.
You know, 5-on-3, and we get a little loose, turnovers, things like that, but I thought he did a really good job. He stopped a few that he shouldn't. The one thing I really liked about Castro, and again, I hate to echo this, but I do think it was similar in his rebound control. He came out in the beginning of the period, and you throw him in. He hasn't seen a puck for over an hour and a half, and he goes out, and it gets dumped into our end. We're killing a penalty. He goes out. He gives a little camouflage. His first puck touch was fantastic to our defenseman, who ended up on an exit. And I think that might have started him off in a good spot. But from that point on, managed the game incredibly well. And I liked our goaltending. I wish we could have given him a little bit more run support earlier. But those are things we need to work on.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have when you have three capable goaltenders, no question about it. And as far as the freshmen are concerned, there are a lot of them that we can talk about. But there's one young man in particular that fans will notice right away, and that's number 6, Logan Hensler, who will turn 18 years old next week. A projected first-round draft pick in the NHL next year. Big right-handed defenseman, and he's got some gifts, doesn't he?
He does. When you see somebody that's 6'2 plus, that is just under 200 pounds and skates the way that he skates, also has a processor. He thinks the game very well, comes from the national program, very humble young man. Mom and dad have done a great job with him. His expectations to come in, and we knew when we were recruiting him, he was coming in for a specific role, and it wasn't to come in and learn under a bunch of older guys, even though we're going to benefit from him being paired with Daniel Latch, at least this weekend, seeing Anthony Kerr and the group that we have there. He's pretty tight with Joe Palatichuk, a guy that came in his situation a year ago and played monster minutes for us right away. I think the fan base are gonna be excited about him, because we are, as a staff, you know, you have to understand he's young, and the best way to learn is to go play. And that's what we're going to do with him. I like his want to when it comes to learning about the things that he needs to get better at, the defensive side and being a bit more physical at learning how to utilize that 6'2 body when he doesn't have the puck. And I think he's got a big-time future in front of him.
Yeah, looking forward to watching him play this season and the Wisconsin Badgers all season long. And when they play at the Kohl Center, they'll play on a smaller sheet of ice. It's now an NHL size 200 by 85. This is something that Mike Eaves and Tony Granato had hoped to change at the Kohl Center. Mike Hastings, with the work from the administrators, got it done. You'll notice different seating arrangements at the Kohl Center as well. People right up on the glass with tables and high back chairs and what have you. So a different experience for them. But your team is accustomed to playing in small rinks. You do it in the Big Ten virtually everywhere you go. So this is really no different. It's just now it's in your barn, which is a good thing.
No, and I appreciate you bringing up, Evers and Tony and the work that they had done previously to keep pushing this, and then the administration support at getting it done. I want to give a big shout out to Steve Alley and his contribution that allowed us to expedite that process so that we could get into that this year. I think the fans are going to enjoy it. I know we have already, based upon the reaction of our defensive corps going out and not having to defend that extra 15 feet. And it's just, I think when you're trying to develop players for the most elite level, it makes sense for us to be playing on an NHL sheet. And I'm just happy and excited about being a benefactor of us being able to do that right now.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time. Have a great season, and looking forward to everything to come this year. Have fun.
Thanks, B.
Sure, that's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, taking on Lindenwood Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We're going to hear from team captain Owen Lindmar coming up, plus Mark Johnson as well. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson will be joining us here in just a bit. A little while ago, Coach Mike Hastings spoke about the 12 newcomers on his men's squad this season. He also has six seniors or graduate students. The seniors are defenseman Daniel Lodge and RIT transfer goaltender Tommy Scarfoni. And the grad students are Michigan Tech transfer Rylan Mosley, as well as Cody Laskowski, who came over from RIT, Anthony Kerr. And then there's Owen Lindmark in his sixth season with the Wisconsin Badgers. The centerman and Florida Panthers draft choice is healthy and excited to be wearing the captain C this season.
Congratulations. You're the captain of the Wisconsin men's hockey team for 24-25. That's you got a smile on your face. What's it mean to you?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, all the credit goes to my parents and, the way they raised me, the type of person that they shaped me into who I am. So, I'm just thankful for them, and I know that they'll be happy for it.
Yeah. There's some responsibility, though. Big, mm-hmm. big responsibility, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be a challenge, but I think alongside Anthony and Dan, we got a great bond, the three of us, and, it's going to be a good leadership group where, we're disagreeing with each other, we're butting heads on some things in order to make sure we're doing the right thing for the team. And I think that's, one of the most important things is just holding everyone accountable and making sure everyone's on the same path, not straying away from the path. And I think that's ultimately what has the best teams playing at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you need an open line of communication with the coaching staff, mm-hmm. and you got to know them last year, so you're more comfortable with them now, too, to have those conversations. Could be easy conversations or maybe not, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility with being the captain, and, there's going to be good conversations with coach and bad conversations if we're having a bad day, because at the end of the day, it falls on the leadership group to get the boys ready for practice or the weekend. So, we know the responsibilities that come with it. We know it's not going to be easy, but we're excited for the challenge.
Yeah, and we're very early in this thing, but what do you see on the ice? What do you like?
Yeah, I think, just the determination of this group. You can see right from the get-go, everyone's bought in. Everyone wants to play for each other, and everyone wants to win. So I think we're going to be a really, really tough team to play against, a thorn in a lot of people's sides, and should be really exciting.
Yeah, a great league again. Michigan State's picked to win the league. Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin picked to finish fourth, but really it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's all preseason stuff, and what matters is just going out there and putting the product on the ice and showing all the fans what we have as a team and, just rallying together as a group of guys.
That's Badgers' sixth-year centerman, Owen Lindmark. The Wisconsin women's hockey team off to a 4-0 start, ranked number one in the country, and this weekend opens WCHA play at LeBron Arena against third-ranked Minnesota Duluth. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Brian Posick with you, joined now by Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson in his 22nd season. And the season began a couple of weeks ago with a sweep of Lindenwood at LeBron Arena, 12-0 and 8-1. And then the Badgers, ranked number one in the country, went out east last weekend to play Boston College and beat the Eagles 7-1 and then 7-0. Friday night, Casey O'Brien had 2 goals and 2 assists. Kelly Gorbatenko had 4 helpers. And then on Saturday, Lacey Eden scored twice, Ava McNaughton with 13 saves in her first shutout of the season, and O'Brien had a goal and 3 points in that finale against BC, and Casey O'Brien became the 7th player in UW history to register 200 points in her career. Mark, good start to the season. You've outscored your two opponents, 4 games, 34-2. Can you ask any more of your club right now?
Well, yeah, we're trying to get better. So the thing I like about it is now we've got 4 games under our belt, 2 at home, 2 on the road. And every game you play, you find a little bit more about your team because different situations are going to be presented. You know, we had an injury. We had a player that got a game disqualification Friday night, so it twisted things around. And you can't do that stuff in practice, create those scenarios that you find in a game. And so, yeah, we've played well. It's early in the season, and the whole key for me is to try to continue to get better as we go through the season, especially the early part of it, and really pay attention to details. And I thought Saturday's game in Boston, we've done of the four, was our best effort from playing a full 200-foot game. As you look at our schedule now, the next 4 games become a little bit more interesting because we have Duluth at home, and then we go up and play Minnesota, so we can find some more things about our club too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you learn specifically the last couple of weeks? Obviously, you have a lot of talent, some Olympic-caliber players, a good freshman class as well. What did you learn specifically about your club?
Well, I thought against Lindenwood, our freshmen felt comfortable on the ice. I mean, it's their first games playing in front of the crowd, and how are they going to react? Are they going to be nervous? But, all 4 of them that played a lot of minutes did really well and thought they were comfortable, so that's a real positive sign. And then, okay, now we're going to take our first road trip. How do we get there? How do we, do pregame? What do we do about pregame skates? How does that all work? And so, they felt comfortable. We had Maggie ended up getting hurt in Friday's game and missed most of that and then didn't play Saturday. But it's all a learning opportunity. I like the pieces we have, and it's, now getting the ability to become united and really play for one another and keep that enthusiasm up. Even though the game's, score-wise, we're a little bit lopsided, it's still a 200-foot game. And, these next 4 games we play, we're not going to have the puck as much. So how are we going to play without the puck?
Right.
You start preaching that, talking about that, because the better job we do of it, the more you'll have the puck and go play in the offensive zone. I always figure out that, in my defensive zone, if I'm willing to work and do my job, we're probably going to create some turnovers and go play at the other end more. If I'm lazy or I'm not playing or I'm not coming back hard, then chances are you're probably going to be playing your end a little bit more than you want to.
Yeah. I guess when it comes to defense, there's a want to. You have to want to be good defensively. Do you see that in this club so far?
Yeah, I mean, we got a pretty veteran team, so they understand our practices and our systems. And then it comes down to really competing. Are you going to compete? And so that was my message the first week against Lindenwood. Can we do that for 6 periods? Because if we're going to be successful, we have to be able to compete. I don't care who you're playing or where you're playing. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to compete and play for 60 minutes, hey, you might lose that game. I mean, right. You just look at football this past weekend and what we saw, in 8 or 9 games where the favorite team, the higher ranked team, got beat.
Yep.
And whether that was a number 7 team like Tennessee or the number 1 team Alabama, who's 22 or 23 point favorites, they lose. And yep. So that's why we play the game, because you don't know what's going to happen. So it's getting people to be consistent, and obviously being early in the season, there's going to be some ebbs and and flows to the game. But, you know, the path is to become consistent. So, one, we're competitive. We're out there competing and hunting pucks. And I thought the second period in Saturday's game against BC, we did it really well. And we had the puck a lot because we hunted it down. We kept it. And so as we get involved in these next four games, it's going to be the same thing. Can we do this for 60 minutes, two nights in a row? Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. Mm-hmm.
Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. He mentioned he's got a veteran group, no question about that. Co-captains this season, Casey O'Brien and Caroline Harvey. Assistant captains, Lacey Edens Layla Edwards. Goodness gracious. Yeah, good luck to Shayla, who's moved on now. But and, you know, you have Kirsten Sims, preseason player of the year in the WCHA. You have a lot of leadership that can kind of teach the youngsters, like you mentioned, the freshmen like Finley McCarthy, Hannah Halverson, Maggie Scannell, Grace Bickett, and Emma Venusio, can teach them the ropes a little bit. At home, on the road, practice how you conduct yourself as a Wisconsin Badger.
Yeah, so as our veteran players, you know, conduct themselves, whether it's off the ice, going to class, or coming in to lift weights and be part of our conditioning program, what they do in the locker room. But, you know, what I really see is, you know, when our veteran players come on the ice, they're pretty dialed in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a competitive practice. They're going to work at their craft. And, you know, you look at a couple of our captains, you know, KK, I mean, she practices hard all the time. And people say, well, how did she get so good? Well, she works at her craft. I mean, she works at her edge work daily, mm-hmm. Her shot, her stick handling. And so if I'm a young player and I'm going on the ice and I look down there and, oh, wow, there's KK working at her game. And it's like, oh. Okay, mm-hmm. You pay attention to those things, and so our practices have been good. They're competitive, they're high-paced, and it's all done by the leadership that we have. So if you're a younger player, you don't have a choice.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
This is what I have to do. This is what everybody does, so I've got to do that. And by them doing it, you know, by the time we get to, you know, Halloween here and then Thanksgiving, they're going to have gotten better. I mean, they've already made some strides. They've gotten comfortable within the game, but they'll only continue to improve.
Yeah. And back to Casey O'Brien, I've learned that you're not a numbers guy, but when you hear 200 points for a collegiate player, that, you know, that's eye-popping. It really is. And Casey joined Hillary Knight, Brianna Decker, Megan Duggan, Sarah Bauer, Brooke Ammerman, and who else was there? Annie Pankowski, as the only players in Wisconsin history with 200-plus points. I mean, that's saying something.
Well, you put those people on your bus and go play a game, you're probably going to win. No, it was interesting. As the game was winding down and Casey got the goal there, somebody went to the referee to get the puck, and I couldn't understand what was going on because it wasn't going to be a first goal.
Yeah.
And then after the game, I found that out. But, you know, that's a testament to, you know, her work and her consistency and her ability to, you know, offensively really develop her game mm-hmm. from where she was as a freshman. And, you know, last year, that second half of the year, I mean, it was a special year for her. She put up some big numbers, played really well, and gave us a chance to win a national championship. We came up a little bit short, but, you know, she's starting off really strong and seems to have a lot of confidence, and so it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. Casey went back to her home state of Massachusetts and performed quite well against BC and off to a great start, as Mark mentioned, 5 goals, 15 points in the first four games. So we'll get to the series coming up with Minnesota Duluth in just a moment or so. I know you're not a numbers guy. You said last week it's not about me, but I think, significant and interesting in that Mark Johnson and Bob Johnson have now combined for 100 wins at the University of Wisconsin. Your dad won 360 as head coach of the men. You have 633 as the head coach of the women. It's not about you, but it's kind of cool that you and your dad combined for 1,000 wins, Mark. I think that's special.
That's a big number. I mean, I wasn't aware of it. As you know, I don't look at the stats too often, just because we're always thinking about what's next.
Yeah.
You know, what's next? What do we need to do tomorrow to practice to get better?
Yeah.
And that's sort of the mindset I stay in. And then you guys throw numbers at me and... he was a pretty good mentor for me, so I got the chance to watch him firsthand, you know, coach here at Wisconsin, and then obviously go coach in the pros, and so you take some things away from there, and then I've been fortunate, to create the program here and have some good moments, but it's the people that are around you that really make it, because mm-hmm. you go through this in a small community, and so whether it's my assistant coaches that I've had or director of ops, And then eventually it comes down to the players. I mean, you got to recruit good players, right, and they're the ones that are going to win you games. I'm not going to win any games. I put people in position to have success, and they eventually go out and do what we need, ask them to do. And so, you know, that list of players you just mentioned with Casey's in, I mean, you have a bunch of those kids and steer them in the right direction, they'll win you a lot of games. So that's why we're talking about 1,000 right now, because I've had a bunch of good players.
Yeah. Among the similarities with you and your father, winner, positive attitude, positive reinforcement, right? What are, when you think of your father as a coach and you as a head coach, what are the similarities between the two of you?
Well, I think, you know, he was able to create an environment where, you know, players wanted to come. So, you know, Mondays always come after a long weekend. It might have been a good weekend. It might have been a bad weekend. Win two, lose two, whatever it may be. But Monday always came, and the energy level was high. And he always, you know, stepped back and was trying to figure out, how do we make Brian Posick better? How do we make the power play better, the penalty kill? How do we make this team better? And his approach is, you know, very similar to what I try to do, because, you know, you're going to win games, you're going to lose games, you're going to play well, you're going to have injuries. All these things are part of what we do. But it comes down to, can I get the player in a position where they're free to play up to their potential? And then collectively as a group, can we continue to push each other and hold each other accountable? Mm-hmm. But I think it really comes down to, are the players enjoying coming to the rink on a daily basis? Because, you know, it's a long season. Mm-hmm. We're together along. There's a lot of practices. There's road trips. And everybody thought when he went to the pros, it was going to be a challenge because it was a longer season, and he couldn't keep that energy level up for 100 games. There's no way. Mm-hmm. But you know, a month and a half, 2 months into the season in Calgary, and we first went up to coach the Flames, you know, it's like, well, yeah, they were saying he can't last, but he keeps doing the same thing, and then it becomes contagious.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden the players get excited. They enjoy coming to the rink. You know, you have good players, and then you work together, and the end result is, you know, you win a bunch of games. You give yourself a chance, you know, to win something. And so that first year in Calgary, you know, they lost in 5 games to Montreal in the Stanley Cup Finals. And realize that, hey, this guy knows what he's doing, and we can actually have fun doing it. And so same thing when he went to Pittsburgh. It's like, you know, same thing. You know, you got Lemieux, you got Yar, but they enjoyed coming to the rink. Mm-hmm. And as professionals, sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
And so it's still a game, still enjoy it. And so the approach I have is same thing. Do the players enjoy coming to practice? You got to make practice fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to work. We want to do all these things to become better. But the end result is, you know, your willingness to work with the players. The one little nugget I have that he didn't have, I played at the highest level. And so, you know, and I had different roles when I played in the NHL. When I first broke in, I was a fourth liner, trying to get my feet wet, trying to figure out if I was going to have a career. And so, you know, if I'm dealing with a fourth line player on the team I'm coaching, mm-hmm. I've been in those shoes. How do you want to be treated?
Sure.
You know, what's the next day going to be like? How do you want to communicate with a player? I've been there. What would I have liked in that position? I mean, you know, I've also been an all-star, playing the NHL all-star game. And so how do you treat your star players? Well, I was in that shoe. How do I deal with that? So those things I lean on heavily because, you know, being a player for so long and being in all different situations, you can get a feel and understanding of what that player might be feeling and what I can give them in a certain point to help them.
All right, Mark Johnson's Badgers take on Minnesota Duluth this weekend. UMD, ranked third in the country, started the season by going to Columbus and sweeping Ohio State, which won the national championship a year ago, beating Wisconsin 1-0. They have a new head coach in Laura Schuler, who was the associate head coach with the Bulldogs under Mara Crowell, who's now the head coach at Dartmouth. They're a good team, split this past weekend on the road against number 7 Colgate. And then you mentioned also you go to Minnesota the next weekend, and Brad Frost has another really, really good team. So these next 2 weeks, like you mentioned, you're going to learn a lot. And this will be fun Saturday and Sunday at Le Bon.
Yeah, it's good timing where now you got some games under your belt. And now it's time to play, you know, some of the better teams in the country. And obviously Duluth, you know, you start in the net. If you're going to have a good team, you have to have a good goaltender. And they've got a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, you know, they went to Columbus and beat them twice. And they go out to Colgate, playing in Colgate, another top 5 team, and beat them the first night, and then end up losing 3-2 the second night. So there'll be a challenge. It'll be fun to watch a little bit of film here early in the week, try to figure out what we need to do and go out and capitalize on some of the opportunities we get, but knowing it's going to be a much more challenging game from the standpoint of we're not going to have the puck as much as we've had right. The first four games, and how do you play without the puck? And if we do and work on those things, it'll be entertaining. So mm-hmm. The fans that come, it's going to be, you know, two top teams going at it, and, you know, what's new? It's just another year. We put 2024-25 in front of it, and Duluth's good. Minnesota's really good. Ohio State's good. And, you know, mm-hmm. Some of the other teams, St. Thomas looks like they are good. Mankato's got veterans back. They're excited about. So you look at the score sheet around the country Friday night. Our league did pretty well. I think all eight teams won their series games. Mm-hmm. And that speaks volumes for how challenging and difficult the WCHA is.
Yep, it is. Always is. Wisconsin picked by elite coaches to win the WCHA this season, and the conference campaign begins Saturday and Sunday at Le Bon Arena against Minnesota Duluth. Both games start at 2 o'clock, and you can hear all the games on the radio at 1070 WTSO and the iHeartRadio app with Paul Brown and Mark Greenhall. My thanks to Mark Johnson. We'll recap things, or cap things off, I should say.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It
like,
really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
17
yeah,
years
definitely,
ago.
Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pick
by league coaches to win the Big Ten regular season championship again this year. Michigan State is off to a 2-0 start after sweeping a pair at Lake Superior State. The fourth-ranked Spartans welcome second-ranked Boston College to East Lansing this weekend. Penn State off to a 2-0 start visits Quinnipiac on Saturday. Michigan, which split at home against Minnesota State, takes a visit to Arizona State. Minnesota's in Las Vegas for this weekend's Icebreaker Invitational. Notre Dame has games at St. Lawrence and Clarkson, and Ohio State opens at home against American International. The Buckeyes will be in Madison to play the Badgers to open Big Ten play next weekend. My thanks to Mike Hastings, Mark Johnson, and Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. We'll talk to you Friday night at 6:30 from the Kohl Center as the Badgers take on the Lindenwood Lions. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.